Okay, we continue with Sarah's Tainis Daf, Yud Tes Amud Beis, but we'll start on the very bottom of Yud Tes Amud Aleph at the two dots. So the Mishnah said, V'chein she'pasku gesham min geshem geshem, if there is a break between the first rain and the second rain of 40 days, then we cry out right away. Why? Because we said it's makas betzoros. Asks the Gemara, my makas betzoros, what does it mean that it's a type of plague or that it's going to cause a food shortage? Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, makah mevili de betzoros. Right? It's not the plague itself, but the plague itself brings to a situation in which there's going to be a shortage of food. Amar Rav Nachman, nahara an nahara batzorta. River to river onto Amud Beis is considered to be a food shortage, right? If it's in one city is lacking, but you can still obtain it by river from another city, that's not a famine, that's a batzoris. Medinsa kafna. If it's one whole area to another whole area, then it's considered to be a famine. It's much more difficult to be able to get it in between. It's dangerous, and it's not going to be easy to do. What's another difference? Vam Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina says, Si'a besela ushchicha. If the price of wheat is one sa'a of wheat for one sela, but there's a lot of it, but sorta, that's just a shortage. Arba'av ushchicha, if the price of wheat is four sa'a for a sela, but there's not a lot of it, kafna, that is considered to be a famine. Meaning, the scarcity of the food, even if it's expensive, creates that it's considered to be a famine. Ample supply of expensive food does not. They only taught this when the money is, meaning when it's inexpensive, meaning people have money to spend, but the produce is expensive. But if people don't have the money is worth a lot, meaning people don't have a lot of it, and even if the produce is bezol, is not expensive, masrina lemiyad, we cry out right away. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, nihirna kad havu kaime dalut sa'im b'sa'a. Right, he says, I remember when four sa sold for one sa'al, v'avlin fishi nefichi kafan betveri midaleis isar. Yet there were still plenty of people who were hungry because they had no money. So again, the fact that it's that you can buy the food, it doesn't help if there is not enough in the economy, there's not enough money to be able to purchase the food. Says the Mishnah, said, Yardu l'tzmach n'abol ilon, right? If the rain fell, that was the right kind of rain for the regular crops to grow, but not for the crops of the trees. Or we said, or vice versa, or for the reservoirs. Again, if it wasn't the right type of rain for everything, then that was a problem. So the Gemara says, let's break this down a little bit. Bishlam alut smachim loli ilan. I understand if the rain is good for the crops, but not for the trees. Mishkach aslad da asanicha v'lo asya razya. It must be a case where there's light rain, and the light rain is good for the crops. You need a heavier rain for the trees, and that didn't come. Li'ilan v'lo l'tzmachin. And I understand how you can have it that it's rain is good for the trees and not for the crops. Because if the heavy rains come, the light rains did not come, so those rains are good for the trees, but not good for the regular crops that grow. And even if it's for both the crops and the trees, and not for the cisterns, it could be a case where the heavy and light rains came. But it wasn't a lot. So there wasn't enough to fill up the reservoirs, even though it was enough to start the process of the crops growing. Elohad, the sign of this, we learned in the Braisa, Yar leboros hashichin ma'aros, that if it filled enough to fill the reservoirs, but not for the crops or for the trees, how do you have that? If enough water fell to fill up all these cisterns and the reservoirs, then obviously there must have been enough for the trees or the crops. How's it possible to distinguish? So the Gemara says, the Asya Bishvichusa. It must have been a torrential downpour. So right away it came and filled up the cisterns that it needed to fill up, but it was not necessarily the right type of rain that would be helpful for the various trees and crops. Tanu Rabbanan, Masriin al Hilonos Biprosa Pesach. We cry out for rain for the trees if they've not been have enough rain when it comes Pesach time. Al boler shichun u'ma'aros bipros b'prosachag. But when it comes to the water which is necessary for drinking and there's not enough, that we would cry out when it comes Sukkot time. And if they don't have enough water to drink, you cry out right away. It doesn't matter when it is. It can be even, you know, in the summer, even before Sukkot. If you don't have water, you need to cry out. What does it mean, miyad? What are we going to do? We start with a bahab, a series of fasts of Monday, Thursday, and Monday. And when it comes to all of them, it's only in the affected area. The askira, and when it comes to, there was a disease called askira, is manchish b'misa masriyin aleha. If it's causing death, we cry out. If it's only causing people to become ill, but doesn't cause the death, we don't cry out. U'masriyin al-ha-govai b'kol shehu. And when it comes to govai, which is another type of locust, we've already had a few different types of locusts. Apparently that these, I guess, were so dangerous in terms of the crops, and they would usually come in large swarms, that even seeing a few of them is enough reason to cry out. Even for chagav locusts, we also cry out a little bit. They also come and destroy right away. We cry out if there's not enough rain for the trees during the rest of the years of the Shemitah cycle, but not during Shemitah itself, right? Why not? Because the trees aren't that important during Shemitah. They're ownerless. When it comes to the rainwater, even during Shemitah, you have to always drink. No, the trees may be ownerless during Shemitah, but you still cry out. But there are people that are still relying on it, just doesn't have ownership over it. But the poor people are allowed to go in and take it. So we need the poor people to be sustained. So of course, even during Shemitah, when you can't work the field, but you want there to be enough rain, so you would cry out if the rain is insufficient. Tanya Yidok, have another brayse. Masrin alo ilonos, that we cry out about when there's not enough rain for the trees, Bishnar Shnei Shavua, and the other years of the Shemitah cycle, but not during Shemitah itself. Alaboros Hashir, Mamoros HaVishviyas, when it comes to the drinking holes, the cisterns and the like, those we do right away, even during Shemitah. Even for the, like we said before, and even on the trees during Shemitah. Masriyin ala svichin b'shviyas. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel also said, we cry out for svichin, refers to the aftergrowth, things that grow on their own without the ground being worked. That's also, we have to cry out for those during Shemitah for the same reason. You didn't work them, so they may not grow as much, but anything that does grow, the aniyim are allowed to eat. Time of another brice. Amar Abelazar ben Parta, Bazin Parta said, Miyom Shechar, Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Na'asu Gishamim Tzimukin La'olam. The rains have been Tzimuk is like shriveled up, tightened. They don't come down as easily. Yeshana Shegisham Meruben, there'll be 1 year when there's a lot of rain. Yeshana Shegisham Mu'at, and there'll be another year when there's not so much rain. Yeshana Shegisham Yardin Bizman, and there'll be one where it falls at the right time. Vyeshana Shegisham Yardin Bizman, there'll be another year when the rain does not fall right away at the right time. Shana Shegisham Yardin Bizman, the year when the rain falls in the right time, what's that could be compared to? Le'evet Shenasan L'Rabba Parnasas Obecha B'Shabbos. To a servant whose master gives him his allowance or the amount of food that he needs on Sunday. So he knows that he can plan and have enough food for the whole week. He has right enough time to plan properly and to work properly and to be able to have the food that he needs. But if the rain does not fall at the right time, what can that be compared to? That if the allotment or the allowance for the week of the grain only comes on Friday, doesn't have enough time to bake properly for Shabbos. So it's not baked properly, doesn't taste properly. Everything is thrown off. Shana shegishamem ruben lamaodoma. If the year has a lot of rain, what's that like? He gives them all for the entire year, the whole allowance at once. Nimtzerichaim tochnos minakor mashe tochnos minakav. The that way, by the amount, apparently when you would grind up the grain, there's a certain amount that's lost. But if you do a greater quantity at one time, so the amount that's lost stays the same, but you've ground up more. So you actually, in the end, take home more. That's the advantage of it coming all at once. A year when the rain is only a little bit, what's that like? To the servant whose master only gives him a little bit at a time. Instead of the little loss, he's going to have to each time grind up. Each time he's going to lose, he's going to end up losing out so much more. So the same amount of dough, right, that is being lost. So much of it is being, right, that he could have taken the loss all at once. Now so much more of it is being lost by the kneading and by the grinding and by the kneading. Dover acher, alternatively, what's it like when there is a lot of rain? La'adam shemegabos hatip, to a person who's mixing the clay. If you have a lot of water, the water does not get used up and the clay, it becomes proper. It comes out good. If you only have a little water, you run out of water, and you run out and the clay does not come out good either. We still have a few lines till the end here, probably about 10 lines, but it connects to the story on the next moment, so we will stop here.